Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Friday afternoon to go over another fun slate in the NBA today. We were had a really good record last night. We're going to try to bid off that once again. As always, our odds provided by TwinSpire Sportsbook, and our DFS prize picks are over-under props are via prize picks. And for those wondering about Prize Picks, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up into the action as well, because Prize Picks is offering a great deal for every Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com reader as well. If you go down the app or go to PrizePicks.com and type in the promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, you'll receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players in an over-under projection under projections, and you can win up to 10 times under the entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePicks got a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, and fantasy points for the NFL. And then for basketball, you can have points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, etc. PrizePicks allows mixed sport entries as well. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks has an award-winning, easy-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. PrizePicks is 4.8-star rated in the App Store with rave reviews. PrizePicks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use. And PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Again, use promo code NEWS right now, N-E-W-S, when you sign up, and they'll match your instant deposit match up to $100. We thank PrizePicks for sponsoring today's show. So let's go ahead and dive into the action now for our latest episode, Nothing But Bets. Our first game on the docket here today, the Warriors are only 2-point favorites against the Detroit Pistons. That seems like a very small line to me. I'm going to go ahead and take the Golden State Warriors to win this game, even without Stephen Curry, which seems like it's a possibility in this one, which is why the line is so low. Even still, I like the Warriors to win and cover this game. I expect a big game from Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole as well. And also, I think it's one of those games, too, where, again, Cade Cunningham keeps the Pistons close for a little bit. And then probably later on in the fourth quarter, we see a little bit of a surge and see exactly why the Warriors are the Warriors so far this year. So let's go ahead and lock in the Warriors -2 on the road in Detroit tonight. And let's go to Prize Picks right now and check out what the latest action is for this game, as well as far as over-under projections go. For those wondering about our over-unders as well for our power plays, we've actually been doing it a little bit wrong the whole time, which is my apologies on that. But it means you have to do multiple players with their points, rebounds, or assists. Example, you can't use like Nikola Jokic all across the board there. So we're going to be doing it differently moving forward here. Apologies for the mishap on that. We're going to go ahead and do it differently moving forward here for our Prize Picks over-under props. And let's dive into that, because I think it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be make it a lot more fun and a lot more intriguing as well. So let's go ahead and take our time and action into this. So Andrew Wiggins, 19.5 points. I'm going to go over on that. Jordan Poole over 19.5 points. We're going to go over on that as well. Cade Cunningham over 14.5 points. I do like that one as well. Let's check out the rebounds for this matchup. We have Kevon Looney at 6, Cade Cunningham 4.5, Wiggins at 4.5. Assist totals, we have Wiggins 2.5, Poole 4.5, Cunningham 3.5. Let's avoid that. And then 3-pointers made. We have Wiggins at 2, Grant at 1.5, and Cade Cunningham at 1.5. Let's check out Cade Cunningham's recent stat trends here. Actually, I just caught myself there because, like I remember, you can't use multiple players in the same Prize Picks prop. So we're going to bounce around. We already used Wiggins. We used Poole. We used Cade Cunningham. Jeremy Grant at 1.5 threes. That's a little intriguing to me. And then we also have on the board here for rebounds, we have Grant at 4 rebounds, Sadiq Bey at 5.5, Isaiah Stewart 7.5, Kevon Looney at 6. So let's check this out here. I actually like Jeremy Grant over 1.5 threes. I think it's one of those games where Grant does score a little bit. He does take a lot of volume from three as well. So I like Jeremy Grant to hit 1.5 threes in this game. So we're going to do a 4-leg power play here. If you want to do a flex play, you hit 3 out of 4 in the entry. 3 correct pays you back 1.5 times the amount. 4 correct pays you back 5 times the amount. But we always do power plays here, nothing but bets. And like I mentioned, it's going to be a little bit different because we have to use different players moving forward here. But for your power play for this, that pays you back 10 times the amount of money. $100 winning you back $1,000, for example. Andrew Wiggins over 19.5 points. Jordan Poole over 19.5 points. Cade Cunningham over 14.5 points. And Jeremy Grant over 1.5 threes made. And we're also going to lock in the Warriors to cover the 2-point spread on the road in Detroit. Next game here, the Indiana Pacers at the Charlotte Hornets. I love the Hornets in this matchup. I think it's one of those games where I think LaMelo Ball has a really big game. The pace for Indiana is too much in this one. Indiana is just so up and down. I'm going to write a story next week on basketballnews.com about this, but if this continues for Indiana, why not just blow it up? I know their ownership group will never do that because they rely on playoff revenue. They don't want to get off of that train, but it's just not a good look for Indiana. Just keep running this team back consistently, not improving anything outside of trying to get Rick Carlisle to somehow work his magic, which is pretty much a nearly impossible task with the way this team stacks up in the Eastern Conference. I think this team is the main one to me that I'm like, you need to blow it up either now or in the offseason, especially. There's just no point in continuously running it back and getting nowhere. So long term, I don't like the way Indiana looks, but in this matchup against the Charlotte Hornets on the road, I'm going to hammer the Hornets -1 here. I think it's one of those games for LaMelo Ball where he goes off in this one, Miles Bridges as well. So we're going to lock that in here. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now and check out the action for our over-unders. So like I mentioned, only one player per power play. So we're going to do Malcolm Brogdon over 19.5 points. We're going to do Miles Bridges over 18.5 points. Let's go over as well to rebounds for Domantas Sabonis. So for rebounds for Sabonis, we have 11.5 rebounds. I like that to hit as well. And then assisted three-pointers made. So LaMelo Ball at 6.5 assists. We have Terry Rozier 3.5, Gordon Hayward 2.5. Or we can do three-pointers made for LaMelo Ball. Looks like LaMelo's actually not on the board here, which is a little disappointing. But we have Miles Turner at 1.5, Terry Rozier at 1.5. Let's come back to that in just a moment here. So let's go to a LaMelo Ball in the assist category. I think he has a solid game there. So 6.5 assists for LaMelo Ball. I like that to go over as well. So let's go with this 4-leg power play here. Malcolm Brogdon over 19.5 points. Miles Bridges over 18.5 points. Domantas Sabonis over 11.5 rebounds. And LaMelo Ball over 6.5 assists. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we're going to lock that in here for our Prize Picks power play. And also hammer the Hornets to cover the 1-point spread tonight at home against Indiana. The next game here, the Boston Celtics hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. The Celtics are 3-point favorites at home. I do like Boston in this matchup, still no LeBron James. I just think it's LA is just so inconsistent without LeBron James. This is a really bad way they look. It's a lot of Anthony Davis, a lot of Russell Westbrook hero ball. It's just very clunky. I mean, that fit with Westbrook's looking like it might be a mistake down the road. He might have to move off his contract if this doesn't work out in a year or two. But even still, just looking at this matchup as a whole, I do like Boston in this game. I think it's one of those games for Jason Tatum, where he has a really solid game. I think Marcus Smart does well defensively as well. I just think Westbrook and Davis, they're going to be a little fatigued after that matchup in Milwaukee a couple days ago. And I just think that Boston's going to be a lot more well-rested and take this game like the NBA Finals, so to say, with a huge rivalry matchup here against the Lakers on their home court. So I'm going to take the Boston Celtics here to win and cover the 3-point spread on TwinSpires. So let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in our 4-leg power play here. Anthony Davis over 19.5 points. I'm going to take the over there. We have Tatum at 25.5 as well. Westbrook 16.5. We'll come back to those in just a moment here because we can only do one player per power play. So let's check out. So Jason Tatum does not have threes on the board. So we're going to go back to Jason Tatum and lock in his point totals for this game, which is 26.5 or 25.5, even better. We're going to take the over for Jason Tatum's points. And then for assists, let's see Russell Westbrook's assist totals here. So for Westbrook assists, we are at 6.5. That seems very low to me. I'm going to take Westbrook over on the assists. And then let's go over to rebounds and see what's available for this matchup as well. So for rebounds, we have Davis 9, Tatum 7, Westbrook 7.5. And then we have Horford 7, Horton Tucker 4.5, Marcus Smart 3.5. We'll come back to that in just a moment as well. And then three-pointers made. Let's see what the three-pointers made is. We have Marcus Smart 1.5, Al Horford 1.5. We're going to avoid that and then go back to rebounds. I do like the following to occur here on the rebound category. Marcus Smart over 3.5 rebounds. I do like that one to hit here as well. So four-leg power play, Anthony Davis over 19.5 points, Jason Tatum over 25.5 points, Russell Westbrook over 6.5 assists, and Marcus Smart over 3.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to lock that in and then also take the Celtics to cover the three-point spread tonight in the rivalry game at a guy at home in Boston against the Los Angeles Lakers. Next game here, the Brooklyn Nets hosting the Orlando Magic. The Nets are 10-point favorites in this matchup. I love Brooklyn here. This is one of those games where Brooklyn almost always against these inferior teams that are way on the bottom of the ladder. They always dominate. We see big games from James Harden, Kevin Durant. We saw it earlier this year in Orlando. So we're going back to that well again here. We're going to take the Nets to cover the 10-point spread tonight. So let's lock that in with a big game from Durant and James Harden on Prize Picks. So Nets minus 10. And the following props here on Prize Picks. So we have James Harden at 24.5 points. We're going to take the over on Harden points. Cole Anthony 17.5. We're going to take Cole Anthony over 17.5 points as well. Let's go over to rebounds for this matchup. So for rebounds, Mo Bamba 7.5. I do like Mo Bamba to go over here. I think he does have a solid game on the rebound department. And then three-pointers made. Let's check out three-pointers made for this matchup here. We have Cole Anthony at 2, so we already used Cole Anthony. Can't use him again. And then assists. Let's check out the assist here as well. So for assists, we have Cole Anthony and James Harden once again. So we have three in here. We need to go back to either rebounds or points to make it a power play. So for rebounds, we already used Mo Bamba. So he's off the board. Patty Mills, 1.5. Blake Griffin, 5. So let's avoid these. These are pretty spot on. And go back to points here. I feel like that's the most reliable way to get to that power play is with points. So Wendell Carter, 11.5. Patty Mills, 13.5. Franz Wagner, 11.5. Blake Griffin, 8.5. We're going to go Patty Mills over 13.5 points. I think he has a really solid game tonight for Brooklyn. And that's what we're going to lock in for our four-leg power play here. James Harden over 24.5 points. Cole Anthony over 17.5 points, Patty Mills over 13.5 points, and Mo Bamba over 7.5 rebounds. Four-leg power play, $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to lock that in and take Nets minus 10 as well to cover tonight at home against the Orlando Magic. The next game here, the Los Angeles Clippers at the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans keep finding ways to lose games, which is just incredible with the way they're doing it. Brandon Ingram's back in the lineup and it's still happening for New Orleans. Just a really bad year right now for New Orleans, and there's no way of getting out with Zion Williamson's unknown status with his foot injury. Even when Zion comes back eventually, it's just hard to see him be able to pull this Pelicans team out of the abyss. They're well on their way to a top five pick in this year's draft. I think everyone's going to be in the hot seat next year in New Orleans because I imagine Zion's probably not going to be there for that long if this continues. But anywho, we're going to go with the Clippers again to break the hearts of Pelicans fans. We're going to take the Clippers minus 4 in New Orleans tonight, even though it's the second out of back-to-back for L.A. I do like Paul George to have a really big game tonight. So we're going to take Paul George and the Clippers to cover the four-point spread in New Orleans. So let's lock that in on Twin Spires. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now and lock in our power play for this one as well. So Paul George at 25.5 points. I'm going to go over for that. And then Brandon Ingram at 20.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. Let's go over to rebounds and assists. And then so for rebounds, Jonas Valanciunas is always a good rebound prop. So for Valanciunas' rebounds, we have 11.5 rebounds. I like that one here as well. So let's go over and check that out. And then also three-pointers made. Let's check out three-pointers made real quick for this one too. So Valanciunas is at 0.5, Paul George 2.5. Those are the only ones on the board for threes. So let's go over to assists and see what's on there for this matchup as well. Paul George 4.5, Brandon Ingram 3.5. So we're going to avoid that. We need to have a different player for each one. So let's go back to points here and add on another one to get to our four-leg power play. On the board here, we only have one we can use, and that's Reggie Jackson at 17.5. Let's see if Reggie Jackson can go over tonight. I do like Reggie Jackson to go over on his points. We're going to take the over there. So Paul George over 25.5 points, Brandon Ingram over 20.5 points, Reggie Jackson over 17.5 points, and Jonas Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. We're going to lock that in on Prize Picks and take also the road favorite in the Clippers to cover the 4-point spread tonight in New Orleans. The next game here, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is a massive 13-point spread. I'm going to take the Bucks here to win and cover. I think we see a really big game from Giannis Antetokounmpo. So we're going to lock in the Bucks to cover the 13-point spread on TwinSpires. And let's go over now and lock in our matchup for Prize Picks to get to our power play. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 24.5 points. We're going to go over there. Chris Middleton at 16.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. I think we see a big matchup for the Bucks duo here. Let's go over to rebounds and assists and three-pointers made. So for rebounds, we already used Giannis and Middleton on this prop, so we can't use them. So for rebounds, we have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 4, Lugans Dort 3.5, Darius Bazley 5.5, and Josh Giddey 5.5. Let's come back to that in just a moment here. Assist for this matchup as well. Let's go check that out here. Josh Giddey 4.5, Drew Holiday 6, Lugans Dort 1.5. Let's go with Josh Giddey on the assist over 4.5. And let's go to three-pointers made here as well. So for three-pointers, we have Grayson Allen 2.5, Drew Holiday 1.5, and Lugans Dort 2. We're going to stay away from that. I think this is one of those games where it's going to be, those are pretty spot on to me. So we like the rebounds here. All reliable for rebounds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We're going to go over on SGA rebounds, which is set at 4 right now. So we're going to go over on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rebounds and lock in this 4-leg power play. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 24.5 points. Chris Middleton over 16.5 points. Josh Giddey over 4.5 assists. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 4 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. We're going to lock that in and also lock in the Bucks to cover the 13-point spread at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next game here, the Chicago Bulls at the Denver Nuggets. The Bulls are 1.5-point underdogs on the road in Denver. So we're going to go ahead and go with, in this matchup, it's hard to bet against Chicago right now, but it's also one of those situations where I don't know who in the world is going to guard Nikola Jokic. So for that reason, I am going to go with the home favorite here in Denver in the altitude. Just one of those games to me where I feel like, quite honestly, Jokic has a really big game. This time around on Prize Picks, we're not going to go with the all Jokic prop because we can't. So we're going to go ahead and lock in the Nuggets to cover the 1.5-point spread tonight against the Chicago Bulls. I think it's going to be a really fun game, probably the most entertaining game of the slate tonight. Very back and forth throughout. So let's lock in a really fun prop here on Prize Picks and also lock it on TwinSpires, the Nuggets to cover the 1.5-point spread. So on Prize Picks currently, looks like here for this matchup, there's actually no props on the board here. So for we're going to come back to that. Make sure I always write my picks out every single day on basketballnews.com. I will have an over-under power play on there for this game for Bulls at Nuggets. In the meantime, though, let's lock in Nuggets minus 1.5. Big game from Nikola Jokic, I think, is the main reason why. So we'll take Nuggets minus 1.5 and stay tuned at basketballnews.com later today. And I'll have my over-under power play on there when Prize Picks post their props for that matchup. Next game, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Dallas Mavericks once again, which is the second game in 2 days between these two teams in Phoenix. The spread is 8.5. The Mavs had a backdoor cover last time because they were up throughout that game. The Suns surged late and almost covered themselves, but they did not. So the Mavericks got the spread there. I do like the Suns to cover the spread this time around. They're going to be a lot more prepared for the hot shooting of Dallas. I don't think it's sustainable for back-to-back games either. Kristaps Porzingis should have a solid game, but outside of KP and Brunson, I don't see how the Mavs keep this one close tonight. I think the Suns extend their winning streak to 11 games. So we're going to take the Suns to win and cover the 8.5-point spread on TwinSpires. And let's go over now and lock in some props for this game as well. So for this matchup, we have Devin Booker at 22.5 points. We're going to go over on Booker points. DeAndre Ayton at 15.5. That's pretty close. We're going to stay away there. Mikal Bridges at 11.5. I think I could see a big game from Mikal Bridges. We'll come back to Mikal here in just a second because I could see that one happening. So for three-pointers made, Mikal is usually taking a lot of three-pointers. So let's see if he's on the board for there. He is not. So let's go ahead and take Mikal Bridges 4 points here, which is set at 11.5. We'll take that one here as well and put it on the board for Prize Picks. And then for, let's see what the other points are for this one. Chris Paul, 13.5. Hardaway, 16.5. Brunson, 16.5. Ayton, 15.5. I'm going to stay away from the rest of those and go to rebounds and assists. So for DeAndre Ayton, I do like the rebounds to hit in this matchup. So DeAndre Ayton at 10.5 rebounds. I do like the over to hit here for DeAndre Ayton's rebounds. I like that one to hit as well. And then assist, Chris Paul assist. I do like a big Chris Paul assist game tonight once again. So Chris Paul's assist is at 8.5. We're going to take the over there as well. So let's go back to points real quick. We already have a four-leg power play, but I'm just curious to see what Kristaps Porzingis' over-under total is for this game for points. 19.5 for Porzingis. He was right on the money last time. I'm going to avoid it this time around. I could see a struggle game for him. So we're going to go ahead and take a Suns route in this game. I think they easily cover the 8.5 point spread. One of those games where I think Phoenix has the hot shooting this time around. Booker has a big game. The Suns stars really go off with in this game. There's no Luka Doncic still for the Dallas Mavericks. So I do like the Suns to win and cover easily the 8.5 point spread tonight. So let's lock in this four-leg power play here on Prize Picks. Devin Booker over 22.5 points. Mikal Bridges over 11.5 points. DeAndre Ayton over 10.5 rebounds. And Chris Paul over 8.5 assists. $1 entry or $100 entry wins back $1,000. So we're going to lock that in and take the Suns to cover the 8.5 point spread tonight. Our last one on the docket tonight, Sacramento Kings hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Kings are 3.5 point favorites. This is one of those games to me where it's really tough to call. There is no OG Anunoby in this matchup. But even still, they have Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet. There's some rumors about Luke Walton being on the hot seat already in Sacramento. So I do like the situation where it could be a letdown game for Sacramento. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Raptors to cover the spread here as the underdogs at +3.5. One of those games to me where I feel like the Raptors come out hot shooting and win this game. So we're going to take the underdog here with our last pick of the night. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now, lock in our power play for this matchup. Pascal Siakam at 18.5 points. I'm going to go over for that. I like that one to hit. And then let's go check out the other ones for this matchup here as well. So for three-pointers made, let's check out the three-pointers made for this matchup here. We have De'Aaron Fox, 1.5, Fred VanVleet, 2.5, Gary Trent Jr., 2.5, Tyrese Halliburton, 1.5. So I like two here. We're going to take Fred VanVleet over 2.5 threes and Tyrese Halliburton over 1.5 threes. I like both those to hit in this matchup. And then let's go over to rebounds and check out what's available for this one as well. So for rebounds, we have the following available here. For rebounds, we have Scotty Barnes, 6.5, Rashawn Holmes, 8.5, Harrison Barnes, 6. So I do like, I could easily see Scotty Barnes hitting, Rashawn Holmes as well. We're going to go with Scotty Barnes 6.5 because he's making usually a lot more than 6.5, usually around 8 or 9 per game. So I like the over in that as well. We're going to lock in this four-leg power play here on Prize Picks. Pascal Siakam over 18.5 points, Fred VanVleet over 2.5 threes, Tyrese Halliburton over 1.5 threes, and Scotty Barnes over 6.5 rebounds. Again, we like the Toronto Raptors on Twin Spires as the underdog to cover the spread tonight. And we're going to lock in this four-leg power play here as well. Be sure to check out basketballnews.com. I'm going to be writing out my picks later this afternoon in about an hour or two after this recording. And all my picks will be on there, including the Prize Picks power play for the Bulls-Nuggets match, which you favor Denver in. In the meantime, I thank everyone for listening in to today's episode of Nothing But Bets. Appreciate everyone listening in as always, and happy betting.